You know, every day at practice, you see something different. You know, the longer it goes, you know, the more it gets a little chippy here and there. And had a few more scuffles out there today. I tell the guys always, we don't want a lot of fighting because when in the game, they throw you out of the game, and that's not good. As we're getting ready for the season, we want it to be as game-like as possible. But tell them if you do feel like you just have to mix it up with a guy, fighting the way you would fight your brother. No cheap shots, anything like that. And after that, you got to get back in for the next play while you're tired. So shouldn't have a lot of that. But, no, good work. Today we put in our red zone, offense and defense, which is always a fun time. Once you get down into the red zone, you need to get touchdowns offensively. And to get a takeaway down in the red zone really puts the offense behind the eight ball. Coming back from the day off, you want the guys to be fresh. We don't have a lot of injuries, which is good this time of the year. Take your question.
Those mix-ups shows the intensity level starting to raise as they get closer to these games.
Yeah, a little bit. But we've had intense practices throughout, and I don't think fighting proves you tough guys or anything like that. And we have to fight to get fired up for practice. It's about doing the day-to-day things. And again, they don't let you fight during the game, so that's not really helping us an awful lot.
Aside from the dust-ups, there were some pretty good hits out there, too. Do you like to see that?
Yeah.
At least one side of the
ball? Do I like to see guys hitting, football players hitting? Is that what you're asking?
It is practice. So.
It is, and we don't put them down on the ground, but yes, you do. And that is
on the ground today.
There was some contact out there, and of course, that's what it's all about. But, you know, we have physical football players. I know, you know, they will hit and want to hit every time. And we got better today. And that's all that's the measuring stick. Don't want the players to continue to make the same type of mistakes. And I don't think we're.
Well, it seemed, especially in the red zone, there was a strong connection between McCown and Vincent Jackson today. I'm trying to see how you've seen the chemistry build between those two already.
Well, it's, and it has to. I mean, they have to have good chemistry. I mean, you know, Vince is our one receiver. We're banking on him making a lot of plays. So the chemistry, whatever you want to call it, between he and Josh has to be good. For Vince, he's a playmaker. When you get down there, you got to get the ball in your playmaker's hands. And we did that, you know, today, you know, on more than one occasion, which is great.
Teron Verner coming along. Do you see him getting back on the field anytime in the next day or two?
I feel like, you know, I consider myself a hamstring expert because it seems like I've been around him forever. I just know he is getting better. It's not like it was a bad pull, anything like that. But we'll take our time with him. He's getting a little bit closer, but you know, we don't play Carolina tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes.
You mentioned in minicamp that the middle linebacker hasn't played as strong traditionally here as the Will linebacker. Now that you've seen Mason in pads for a few days now, how do you see him coming along and kind of elevating his game in your system?
Well, I think in general, just by position, if our best player is going at the Will linebacker position, that's the reason why, you know, Derek's going into the hole, you know, this week. That has to be our special player, and that's the case, you know, with Levante David. But that's tough on Mason to have to play with a great player next to a great player and always be compared to a player like Levante. But Mason Foster is a good football player. He's made a lot of plays through, like what he's doing, and he's growing into the position. Couldn't have a better tutor, you know, than Hardy Nickerson, you know, teaching him how to do it.
Is that his spot, or is Dane in the mix there to push him?
There are no – all of the spots open. That's not coach talk. I mean, we've only been in pads a couple of days, you know. So that'll all play out. I think in the end, most of positions, I think it's obvious who should start. They'll tell us by their play.
Charles Sims has a lot of versatility, but because of his size, he gives you a little something different. What did you see from him? He looks quick in the hole in the red zone.
No, I was making the statement out there today. He's a scholarship player. You know, if you're looking at it on college terms, he didn't walk on. He's a, you know, He got the scholarship for a reason. Great feat. You know, we drafted him because of what we saw. You know, of course, carrying the ball in between the tackles, but in open field, he can make you miss. He's got excellent hands. And the last couple of days, he's made a couple really good cuts that, you know, brought a smile to all of our faces. Can't have too many good running backs. Like what Doug Martin has made some good plays, and you really talk about Bobby Rainey, Mike, all of our running backs have.
Just what do you see the comeback of Connor Barth as far as the drills he's doing, the confidence you see in him, kicking from short distances, long distances, side to side of each hash mark?
Well, keep in mind, when I came here, by the time I got here, I mean, he was healthy, and he's been, you know, a top kicker, you know, every day I've been on the football field with him. So what I've seen from him as a pro, you know, they have good chemistry amongst, you know, in that group. Kevin O'Day is an excellent tutor of the kickers. That's his specialty, you know, working with the punter, working with the kicker. And Connor's good. We think between with he and Mike, we have, as you know, two specialists that are as good as anybody's around.
Lovie, what's the plan with kickoff specialist going into the year? How you'll handle it between those two?
That would be getting into our game plan a little bit, and I probably shouldn't get into that. What do you think, Greg?
Connor mentioned he might be kicking something.
He mentioned that. He can't go on what those players say now. No, we'll keep the options open right now. It's good to have a couple of different options. How's that? A good coach talk right there.
Coach, you talked about the other day about the guard position and really needing pads to go on and be able to watch some film. You've had a couple of days maybe to do that. What stood out with a guy like Kadeem Edwards so far? Has he impressed you, or maybe some of the other guys battling for that position?
Kadeem Edwards has. Say the same thing for, you know, O'Neal Cousins has had his moments. Patrick, all of the guys really have. But for them, it is just about day-to-day, you know, work and just seeing what they're doing. I haven't, you know, I was over there for 7-on-7. I haven't seen pass rush yet. I don't know how they did against it, but we feel like we have a good stable of guys to choose from. And as I said before, it will become obvious at the end based on all the work we have on who needs to start, who needs to play, who needs to make the team.
Lovie, ball security is important for everybody, but for a guy like Demps, who hasn't really been knocked around maybe as much as some others, does he have a little ways to go in that area?
He does, but he doesn't have a track mentality. Maybe I didn't say it. I don't want to put track guys down or anything, but, you know, you bump him, you knock him around. It's not like he's whining about it or anything like that. He's
Not been in the battle as much over the last couple of years.
No, and I know what you're saying, Rick, and I'm saying that I've been pleased with how he's developed as a football player. He was one of my first calls to just see, are you a track guy or are you a football player? And he said, Lovie, I've made a commitment to track, I mean to football, and I want to be my first offseason in football, and he hasn't missed a beat, a day. And just like everybody, I mean, it takes a while to get there, but every day you're asking about him, Rick, for a reason. He does something to get your attention every day.
Lovie, does Tim Wright give you some unique options at tight end, a little more flexibility at that position, his skill set?
Yes, he does. As you can see, we'll have him split eye from time to time. That seemed to be the trend in the league now, to have a tight end that you can split eye and do different things with. And we have one, two, and Tim. He can line up outside in a true tight end wide position. We've had him in the backfield. He does give us a lot of flexibility. I like our tight end. You just talk about rookies. I mean, Austin Seferin Jenkins has been impressive each day. Big body, tough guy, has picked up the offense quickly. So we have a little depth at that tight end position.
What about Mark Barron? He had that pick in the end zone today when you guys were doing 7-on-7s, I believe, red zone.
Mark Barron, I mean, you know, he's top 10 pick. We expect big plays from him. And he looks the part. He's a good football player. I've been pleased, impressed with him, everything. We know he's a big guy and he can hit and play in the box. But for him, it's about developing his, you know, pass coverage skills, zone and man. And that's what we've seen last couple of days. I mean, about, you know, he's had a couple of interceptions, you know, in the last few days, which is good for safety.
Dane, getting back to that linebacker spot, I know he comes in with a lot of special teams work up in New England, but obviously there was a reason you brought him here. What do you see in him?
Good athletic ability first, good speed, you know, 4'6 guy. And a lot of times what you see, the players that, you know, are reckless and don't mind hitting on special teams, they get to Sheldon Quarles did that, Jeff Goose. They were special teams linebackers that end up being good regular down players for us. That's kind of the trend on how the progression that you take. Saw the same thing in Dane. He has made a big jump for a guy that has never played the Mike linebacker position. He's taken control of the huddle with the calls. So pleased with him. Again, he'll continue to compete with Mason for that job.
A few guys that have tried moving from that defensive end spot to middle linebacker. I know they had a couple up in New England.
But
is that a tough transition?
Yeah, but you say defensive end. He was a linebacker all along to me. You know, I don't know where they played him, but he had linebacker skills. Again, he could run. He could play in space. You know, sometimes when you're 3-4, you get labeled a certain way. But to me, those are the type of linebackers we're looking for.
With Alteron out for a little bit with the hamstring injury, because Jonathan Banks a little more reps, you know, outside. Where have you seen his development since you've been with him? And
he had a good rookie year last year. With the size of the receivers, there's a place for over 6 feet corners like Jonathan. Physical player, good hands. There's nothing to dislike about his play, and against the big receivers, we may match up from time to time. So we have a lot of, big plans for Jonathan. Thank you.